Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? Got a lot to talk about here today, the day before July 4th. And, of course, tomorrow is Independence Day here in America. There will not be a show on Byline, and not a show on Friday either. However, if you are a subscriber, WrestlingObserver.com, Video.F4WOnline.com, on Friday, Lance and I will be doing our weekly show. And maybe if we can get Filthy on as well, we'll do another one of those three-way matches. But one way or the other, you will have some audio content coming up on Friday. And the Brian and Vinny show will be on Friday night as well. So a lot to get into over the next couple of days. Today is Beach Break, AEW Dynamite Beach Break. And a bunch of matches and such announced on the show, appearances, that sort of thing. So we'll tell you about that. There's Owen Hart Foundation Tournament matches. There's championship matches and plenty more. And, of course, a very busy weekend as Saturday is Money in the Bank and Sunday is NXT Heatwave, which ironically will be taking place in the middle of a heat wave here where it's going to be over 90. Which is very hot for this part of the world. So we'll give you the lineups for those shows as well. And, of course, all of the rest of the news over the next couple of days. NXT last night, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Shawn Michaels did a media call talking about a bunch of different things. We've got an Olympic gold medalist that has debuted for WWE under a fake name. My favorite. We got Raw. We got Collision ratings. Plenty more. So we're going to kick it off after the break. A lot to get into. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Summer, what's not to love? Well, maybe not the scorching temperatures. Every day can't be 75 degrees with a breeze. So I went to Kohl's and stocked up on looks that'll keep me and my husband cool all season long. I got 20% off already great prices on linen dresses, cute jumpsuits, and comfy polos. Plus, I saved $15 because I spent over $75. And I earned Kohl's cash. So bring on the summer heat. We're ready to weather it in style. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end July 7th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Yes?
You deep thought over there, it looked like.
I had a lot of things I'm looking at here, but my favorite story today is this one, for a lot of reasons. So, you guys know who Tamira Mensah-Stock is?
I do.
She is an Olympic gold medalist. Tokyo Olympics 2021, first ever black female athlete to win gold in women's freestyle wrestling.
You heard that right, a real wrestler.
Gold, an Olympic gold medalist.
Mm-hmm.
Tamira Mensah-Stock signed with WWE.
To break her neck.
And she has debuted for NXT Level Up. And as God is my witness, they changed her name.
Well.
No, Mike. No. What in the world is the point of getting an Olympic gold medalist if you are going to change their name?
We already went over this damn near 15 years ago. You know why? We were talking about this when it came to, you have a guy by the name of Charlie Betts, who was on the 2012 men's Olympic wrestling team, and sure, he didn't get a medal, but why are you changing his name, even though it was an homage to the amateur wrestling community and he became Chad Gable? We were doing the same thing. We did the same thing with Damon Kemp because they signed one of the most renowned...
Yeah, but you know what's funny? They didn't do it with his brother.
You're exactly
They didn't
right.
change Kurt Angle's
right.
name. They didn't
right.
change Ronda Rousey's name.
Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey would not let them change their names. That's a big difference as well here, too, where she can be sold on, you can be TMS when you leave here. You can actually be able to use your name, but for licensing purposes. And again, some people are fine with that. Other people are not. CM Punk would never be anything other than
but
CM Punk. So.
May I point out that they just signed Tama Tonga.
Yeah.
They didn't change his name.
You're right, but they changed his brothers.
Well, kind of. They changed from Tonga to Tonga. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, it's just, you know, it's not like. It's not like if Tangaloa gets fired and goes to the Indies as Tangaloa, people aren't going to know it's the same guy. It's like, for some reason, they have to change some people's names, and other people, they have no problem letting them use their previous name.
But this is not a one-way street either. Some people look at themselves and they want to be something else. They envision themselves. Eddie Thorpe, he's not using his real name. You know, again, everybody has, I'm sure, their own ideas. And look, she's a lot more, you know, untested clay to try to meld from the corporate and management point of view than maybe some others. So just like Chad Gable was. So I'm not surprised that this is happening. I do find it silly, though. You're exactly right.
I find it very weird. You want to know why?
Because the Olympics are in Paris and actually on your neighboring network this year.
Well, I mean, there's that as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, the main reason that I find it very odd is, let's see if I can find this here. Okay. Yeah, I got a picture of her on Level Up, okay? She's decked out in red, white, and blue. Got flags on her knee pads. Like, I get it if, like, okay, you know, you're a famous person, you want to go into a new career, and you don't want that to be, like, you know, you want to start fresh or whatever. They're not doing that. They're, like, acknowledging that she is an Olympic gold medalist, but they're using a different name. And I bring this up because you know what happened yesterday, which was just absolutely bizarre?
What's that?
So they've got a PLE coming up this weekend.
They do.
Okay. And one of the matches on the show is for the women's North American title. Mm-hmm. Kalani Jordan versus Sol Ruka. Okay?
Yes.
They have a Kalani Jordan video package. And the video package is not some made-up story. The video package is about what a great gymnast she was. All of these accomplishments she had in gymnastics. And my favorite part is they put up on the screen a newspaper article, okay, about her. Let's see if I can find the name of the it's probably out of business by now, so I guess it doesn't really matter. But anyway, they put up the news article talking about a bunch of her success in gymnastics, and they literally erased her real name and put her NXT name in.
They've done this before.
Her name isn't Kalani Jordan.
No.
So,
hey, Brian, look, one of their biggest stars in NXT right now on the come up is Lola Vice. Lola Vice was on national TV. She talked about being in Madison Square Garden as Valerie Lareda. Why not just stick with that? We knew that name.
I don't know. I don't get it. I would get it if it were consistent across the board, but, oh, let's bring in Tama Tonga. We'll just leave him Tama Tonga. Who cares? So let's bring in Sean Spears, but he's going to use his AEW name, but not his former WWE name, neither of which is his real name. I mean, it's whatever. Who cares?
And he didn't even bring back the 10 gimmick.
He's not even 10 anymore. Oh, well. Well, we did have a Shawn Michaels media call. He was asked if there will be a TNA presence on Sunday, given they're heading to Toronto. He did not give any specifics, but did talk about interactions they have had with the likes of TNA, Bloodsport, and Noah.
I want to see Shawn Michaels sit down with Brett Lauderdale. That's what I want to see.
When asked about Drew Gulak and Gable Steveson no longer being with WWE, Michaels said from his understanding Gulak's contract was up. There was no plan for him to be on the main roster. Put over Steveson's athleticism, as he is someone who lands on his feet no matter what. Was he a cat? Maybe they should sign cats.
Good politics right there from Shawn Michaels easing out of that one. People know why those questions were asked.
They say they use people to best... Well, here's the thing. You know, Gable Steveson had accusations against him before he ever went to WWE.
Yeah.
And he was not released because of those. He was released because he was not progressing at all. Now, I'm sure there probably is something to Drew Gulak's contract being up, but I think we all know that's not why he was released. So, but that's the story that was told here.
Oh, yeah, it's because he wasn't ever going to be raised to the main roster, and it's like, yeah, but the training.
He'd been there.
I know, exactly.
He'd been
exactly.
there.
Exactly. I know.
Doesn't feel like it's realistic for NXT to go on the road every week for TV. Wasn't sure.
He's right about that.
That would be the case for the CW premiere show. Loves the attitude of Javon Evans, but over his future, it's unbelievable. Sees Lola Vice as someone could be a main roster star, especially after last night. And plenty more. You can listen to the podcast on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com as well if you want to hear more.
And you don't have to be a subscriber for that one.
That one's up free, yeah.
Yeah.
So Javon Evans also did an interview, and he was talking about how he was at a GCW For the Culture show during WrestleMania weekend 2023. He says, I wasn't even originally booked for the show. My friend was wrestling on the card. He couldn't make it, so I asked if I could take his place. The promoter said I could. I was like, say less. So one of the agents for WWE is at the show. We spoke after the match. Gabe Sapolsky saw me in the elimination match. After I got eliminated, he met me at the curtain. He was like, we need to exchange info right now. He was Jay Malachi on the indies.
He was.
He says, I've been telling friends since the third grade I was going to be a WWE wrestler. My teachers would get mad at me, telling me I needed a backup plan or I should go to college. I did not listen. No backup plan. He says he wants to be the youngest NXT champion in history. Well, so do I, but good luck, brother. They'll push you when you're 30.
Oh, will you stop?
And he's also set his sights on breaking Randy Orton's record as the youngest WWE champion ever.
Hey, it's too late for that, I think. He won't make it up that fast, nor should he, frankly. But I tell you what.
I disagree strongly.
Let's get him kicking ass more in NXT. You got Trick there. You know, hopefully Noam Dar can come back. And Obafemi keeps going. I like the options.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know,
so
not going to do that full NXT review yet, but I couldn't help but notice they had that segment at the end of the show where all these guys are doing a contract signing.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, Trick's got more charisma than anybody.
He does.
But Javon Evans was right there, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was awesome in that
the
segment.
Death Row jackets helped.
He just talked circles around Ethan and Sean Spears. So natural. Mm-hmm. And then the big spot at the end is there's a brawl, and the two baby faces put the heels through tables, and then there's a stare down between Trick and Javon, and I'm like, yeah, that is the match everybody wanted to see, but you had to overcomplicate it because you can't think these two guys could have a match together. Meanwhile, Kalani and Sol Ruk are having a title match on this show.
Why are you yelling and comparing the two anyway? And I swear to God,
because
Brian,
you're telling me,
Javon
you're
is
telling
going to be
me,
okay.
You asked me the question. You're telling me that you have confidence in Kalani Jordan and Sol Ruk having a title match live, but you don't have confidence in Trick Williams and Javon Evans having a title match live. That's what you're telling me?
No, I am not saying.
I'm not
that.
Saying you. I'm saying that's what they're telling me.
No, that isn't. Will you stop?
No, it is. I was actually told that. They wanted two veterans in there. You were too.
Ethan Page should be in there. I'm not. Look, I don't care what you say. I don't care. And I understand that you wanted him to walk in the first night and win the title, and you would have been fine with that. And have him rocket strapped to the moon.
I didn't say that.
It's okay. Let him actually not take the L here. Look fantastic. Not lose anything from it. Obafemi needs a new... Perfect. There you go. Have Trick and just whoever it's going to be with him. It's going to happen, okay? I don't think he's going to be Trick Williams for it, and I don't want to be Trick Williams right now. So you look for other alternatives and options. The fact of the matter is, as long as he's above Sean Spears and in the mix at that top level, then he's going to be fine. He's going to be just fine.
You know what I don't want? I don't want him to be fine. I know it's going to be fine.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to sit here and just accept
you
fine.
You just want what you want at all times when you want it.
No, what I
yes,
want is when...
that's exactly what you're saying.
Well, I listen, in this case, that's what I want because it was handed to you. And as they always do, and this is not just WWE. AEW does the same thing. Every company does. Even New Japan with Yota Tsuji, it's like you got handed something and you decided, well, we can't. It'll be fine.
They got handed Obafemi and look what they did.
Javon Evans is so far beyond Obafemi.
Of course, and I get it. Maybe it's also because Obafemi was a immediately signed college creation from their NIL system. And I could fine. I just don't think Javon Evans hasn't lost a thing. I think you're being way too hard on this and way too dark on how you're viewing it.
That's fine. You can think that, but I strongly disagree.
The follow-up will say everything on what they do with him, but losing is not an option here. Him kicking Lexus King's rear end should be an option here. Him beating Sean Spears, fine.
Lexus
him rolling
King.
Through most of that roster, yes. As long as he's a top four, top six guy in that mix with those champions, I'm fine with it.
Hey, listen, everybody.
Because you have now established
I'll ask
somebody.
You a question. Hey, all of you. What do you think's happening tonight with Daniel Garcia? He's got a championship match
hopefully not
against Will Ospreay.
Promo.
What do you think is going to happen, everybody? You think that he's going to finally get that rocket strapped to him after 4 years? You think he's going to beat Will Ospreay and like it's off and running? Anybody think that? Does anybody think that? Raise your hand. I know Lenny does, of course, but like, does anybody else think this?
No. Should.
Well. Hmm.
MJF trip up Osprey, do something there. Get that belt, doesn't mean a damn thing for Osprey anyway. Get it off him. Have the Callis family turn on him. Do that, fine. But, you know, it should be time for Daniel Garcia. Will it be? No, because history has said that it won't.
Well, yeah, Sandman here thinks that there's a chance for the guy. That's nice. Well, I guess we'll find out here tonight, but, you know.
It's always a chance, brother.
Spit take here. How many people have won the title young outside? That's the point. That's the point. It never happens. You have an opportunity. I can't believe they actually didn't do it with Thea Hale. Like, she had the opportunity to be the only 18-year-old champion ever.
Yeah.
And she was actually really good, and they had an opportunity to do it, and it was the same thing.
You got so many belts, and Nick Wayne couldn't have been one of them at his age.
Yeah, right? Nick Wayne. Look at what Nick Wayne's 18-year, like,
yeah.
He was signed when he was 16 so that he would be a phenom when he's 18. Okay, he's about 2 weeks away from his 19th birthday. Let's look at his year 18 in AEW after 3 years. Maybe when he's 25, he'll get that big opportunity. Because, you know, you don't want to give it too early. We just can't. That's wrong. That's the wrong thing to do. Let's do it like we always do it, which is just wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And next thing you know, they're old. But now it's time.
There's a happy medium there, folks, okay? Because there is...
There is a happy medium. But you know what? Every now and then, you can actually do something. Every now and then, you could have done something with Nick Wayne when he was 18. You could have done something with Thea Hale when she was 18. You could have done something with Javon.
You did something with Roxanne Perez. But
Roxanne is now 23.
I know, but when they signed her, that was still, they were coming out of that haze of we're not signing anybody under 21. Remember that for a while? Like, we'll have interest in you, but it's not going to happen. And then she, because she is such a phenom, and she was able to walk in there, it's arguable she should be on the main roster right now.
Anyway,
he's going to be all right. He's going to be a future champion. He's going to be a star.
Yeah, you know what? You know what I want is a business full of everyone's star. They're all right. It's all right. Let's not strive for any sort of greatness. It's just, it's all right. It's all right, everybody. Yeah, it's fine. So tonight we got Beach Break.
All right.
Let's talk about everything on Beach Break. That, you know what? It's fine. Okay, it's fine.
Where is Beach Break this year?
I don't know. The beach or something.
No, well, wasn't it in Cleveland 1 year? Something
I'm sure
like that.
There's a beach in Cleveland somewhere?
Where is this place? Where are they tonight?
Why don't you look it up while I'm running down this card here?
All right, do it. Fine.
We've got Will Ospreay versus Daniel Garcia. And you know what? No matter what happens to Daniel Garcia, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. He's going to be fine.
This man's breaking down.
Owen Hart Foundation, Men's Tournament Quarterfinals. Jeff Jarrett versus the Young Bucks Wild Card. Who's it
going to
be?
This is not going to be all right.
Oh, no, Mike. It's going to be all right.
No, it's not going to be all right because Jeff Jarrett's not going to win.
Bro, it's going to be all right. It's fine.
Why, some young
guy's going to be all right.
Some young guy's going to
Christian's going to beat him, and then, you know, it's going to be all right. Because he'll get his in the end. Then we got Bryan Danielson versus Pac in a tournament match.
That'll be all right.
We've got Chris Statlander, Willow Nightingale in a tournament match. And then, you know, back-to-back in the lineup here, Mercedes Moné double title celebration. And Britt Baker will appear. Don't want to give it away.
No.
Yeah.
Who's the baby face? Who's the heel?
Well, I mean,
What do you think? What do you think that they're going to present first, and what do you think the fans are going to do?
So, I mean, Britt is far more comfortable being a heel, but she has just returned. And whenever anybody first returns, like, they're just super over. Or debuts.
She came out of a box.
For example.
That'd be amazing.
She has just returned, and, like, the people are super into her. They went crazy for her return. Mercedes got turned on strongly at the pay-per-view. So, I mean, they could shoot it babyface versus babyface, and the fans pick. They could decide that, like, you know, Britt's going to show up and she's going to be a heel, whether she's cheered or not. We've had that many times. Or Britt may show up and she gets cheered and Mercedes gets booed, so they just go with it. But I don't know. But it'll be fine. One way or the other, it's going to be fine.
They're in Chicago, Illinois at the Wintrust Arena.
I don't think there's a beach there.
There are absolutely beaches on Lake Michigan. There are.
They're not on Lake Michigan. They're in the Wintrust Arena. I wanted them to be on a floating ring.
Well, you know what? I'm surprised they actually have they done. I can't remember.
No.
Did they do a spring break? Have they done a Nitro style spring break?
I don't think they have yet.
They need to do that. Somebody needs NXT should do. Actually, NXT is made to do that on the CW. They should. With all, are you kidding me? They've done like the vignettes anyway, leading into some of their shows like that. They need a show long, ridiculous Panama City type of throwdown with those people.
I do think we need to bring back the floating ring.
Somebody needs to go in the pool.
Couple of quick notes. Raw did 1.88 million viewers and a 0.62. And this was the best number since, I think, the night after WrestleMania. So, big number for Raw. It was a very angle-heavy show, so like the people are into the angles. And the Collision on Saturday, which was the go-home show for the pay-per-view, did 422 and a .12. And it's the lowest Collision rating since June 1st. Not sure that's exactly going to mean anything for pay-per-view buys. There's normally little correlation. But that is the number there. Got a list of... let's see here.
Mean tweets?
No, just a list of young guys they do nothing with. Uh-oh. But anyway, we're going to head to the break. And we come back, we'll talk more about this NXT show. And we'll give you...
Oh, boy.
The lineup for Money in the Bank, as well as the lineup for the NXT pay-per-view, which is coming up this weekend. Back-to-back days. Saturday night, Money in the Bank. Sunday night, NXT. So I hope you're ready, everybody. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart? Please.
Save big on back to school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 30.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So we should mention that if you're going to watch the two shows this weekend, one very important note is that Money in the Bank is actually going to start at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific on Saturday. So that is not the pre-show. That's the main show. It doesn't really matter. You can watch it on demand anytime you want. But if you want to watch live, avoid those spoilers. X along with everybody else, then you need to be ready to watch.
X along? Is that what they're saying now?
Yeah, that's what I say. Huh. That's at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. So Money in the Bank has Damian Priest, Seth Rollins. Priest retains. Rollins can no longer challenge for the title ever again as long as Priest holds it. If Rollins wins, Priest must leave Judgment Day. Sami Zayn versus Braun Breaker, Intercontinental title. Cody Rhodes, Randy Orton, and Kevin Owens versus The Bloodline. And the two Money in the Bank ladder matches.
Belt up Braun.
Well, of course. He should squash the guy. But I don't think they're going to do it. I think they'll have like a really good match. But sometimes it's time to just destroy somebody and get over.
You know, that's true. And I was thinking that you could do something like that. But you know, with Sammy, maybe it's better because Sammy is so good that Braun does, you know, win it that way. But then, again, in some of his title defenses, when they do them, they do need a surprise one where he just absolutely mauls or kills somebody. Not just the job guys. Let them know that this guy can do it to a relatively a top card guy.
Then we've got Heat Wave on Sunday. Trick, Ethan, Javon, and Sean Spears for the NXT title. Nathan Frazier and Axiom against Chase U. Obafemi versus Wes Lee, North American title. Roxanne versus Lola for the women's title. Kalani versus Sol Ruka for the North American title.
No more promos with these two, please.
Kalani and Sol?
Stop giving them so much dialogue. Kalani did an admirable job last week or whenever it was when she gave her North American Women's Championship speech, and I understand that they are going to have to command 10 minutes on the main roster one day doing this sort of stuff. I get that they need the practice. Do that more on Level Up. Run more house shows that I don't know how many people go to them now anyway in Naples or wherever they go to, and do it more there. Because they give them so much, they sound so completely unnatural, it's ridiculous. And it takes them forever to get through it. It's too much,
well,
and it's all of wrestling, but they're so bad at it there.
Well, first we got Ariana and Carmen versus JC and Jasmine for the kickoff. But yes, they had video packages all night for these matches. And they had a Kalani Jordan video package, which is noted. They replaced her real name with her fake name. As they're talking about her real life, it's
what
ridiculous.
What is her real name, Brian?
It's absolutely ridiculous.
What is her real name if it's so important?
It doesn't. That's not the point, Mike. The point is,
oh,
why?
Okay, I guess everything's fine then.
Okay, hold on a second.
Go ahead.
Say Art Bell's alive.
He might be.
Okay. I hire him to do a paranormal show on this site.
Oh, the irony.
Why would I change his name?
Maybe he wants it changed.
It would make no sense whatsoever.
Maybe he wants to be like...
You're going out of your way to hire legitimate NIL athletes, famous athletes, Olympic gold medalists, to not use their actual famous names.
How famous?
Let's bring in
some...
Mike Tyson in 1998, but give him a different name for
Wait
that angle with Stone Cold.
How famous was Tiffany Stratton? Tiffany Stratton was a high-level Olympic or a high-level university gymnast. She's probably better off as Tiffany Stratton than maybe whatever her real name is. You know what I mean?
It doesn't make any difference what their name is.
I don't know.
Doesn't make any difference if they use their real name or not. But anyway, where was
we'll
I?
Oh, yeah. Otis.
So we have Kalani Jordan and Sol Ruka.
Actually,
okay?
Is Otis his real name?
No.
Otis so, Dosevic?
Actually, it might be Otis Dosevic. But anyway, the point is, you got Kalani Jordan and Sol Ruka. And the video package is all about their real lives and their real athletic careers under their fake names, which they then insert over. So anyway, the point is, I thought Kalani Jordan did fine. Kalani Jordan, I think, is like, she'll make the main roster no problem, unless she gets hurt or whatever. Like, she's a shoo-in, okay?
Yeah.
Sol Ruka, I watched Sol Ruka, and I see that, like, she has a great connection with the crowd. She seems to be very likable. She's athletic, although she does have issues because now she has a giant knee brace. So she tries to do some of her old stuff, and it's hard with a knee brace on. But the big difference between the two is Sol Ruka cannot do an interview to save her life. And here is the real concern with Sol Ruka, okay, when it comes to promos. Yes, people can learn promos, okay? But you're doing a promo about yourself. You're not Nikki Cross trying to pretend you're a zombie. You're not Wendy Chu trying to pretend you're a 1,000-year-old woman. You're not Skinner trying to pretend you're the crocodile hunter.
It's a hell of a joke. Okay?
Wow. You're talking about yourself and your real accomplishments and what you really did in your life. And it sounds like you're reading a script written about somebody else. How?
Because maybe she was given a script on her life written by somebody else.
If that's the case, that person needs to be fired immediately.
But, Brian, that's the problem with NXT down there with all these women. That's the problem with Kalani, that most of them.
But Kalani did fine talking about her athletic career. She just said what happened. I get it. That's real.
But it's too much, and it also sounds a lot of it like it's not from her. Okay, because the in-ring interview that she did before that, and some of the other times she's had the mic, it's Adriana Rizzo gets to be a cartoon character, Thea Hale gets to be a cartoon character, Santino's daughter gets to be a cartoon character. They're not themselves, but they get to be these types of characters. For some of these other folks, they need the opportunity to go out there and kind of maybe fail, but at least be themselves and try to figure out how they get their own emotion out of themselves. Because, again, I know they're going to have things written for them on the main roster too, fine. But to get them over with the crowd, to get them over with the TV audience, it needs to be more. I mean, Lola Vice faking her tears, and she tried her best. At least it had some...
I thought she was totally legitimate.
But here's the... Well, at least the emotions was real to me. She was able to get that out. Roxanne Perez has been able to do that. Fallon Henley has gotten... There's a great example of somebody who's absolutely elevated up. You know, it's one of the things that's going to hurt your girl, the banker, on the main roster, is we don't know what she's actually really got because she's always just been this one little thing. She carries a purse. She's a businesswoman. That's it. Like, to actually connect with anybody, we'll see if she's able to do that. But a lot of the problem is how much time they're given to actually have to go out there. And with so much written and made to remember, it makes it tough. Not everybody's a great actor or actress that can retain
well, that's
all
exactly
that
it.
And regurgitate it back out.
You've got to know each of these performers, okay? Tony D, I don't care a thing about his whatever he was before, okay? Tony D plays that character masterfully. Great
wrestler,
let him do it.
As that.
Okay, let him do it. Well, you know, some other people, Wendy Chu, God bless her. What in God's name? She's a zombie. What is she?
She was narcoleptic before.
They always give her these goofy characters. They're all completely phony. I had nothing against her or anything like that. How do you play a zombie that sleeps a lot?
Like, 1,000-year-old woman.
It's ridiculous. And then there's, you've got Kalani, And, you know, maybe she can't play a character fine, but you know what? She can be herself, and the people connect to her that way. Great. Well, then we've got this issue with Sol Ruka, who she can't believably play herself. Maybe we need to try to give her a character. Maybe that would help. You know, some people, you know, they're not necessarily comfortable in their own skin. You put a mask on them and they flourish. I'm not saying she should be masked, but like, maybe she needs some character that isn't her, that she can just, I don't know. All I know is I watched it last night and I was like, are you talking about yourself or somebody else that you don't know that was written for you? And I shouldn't feel that way. I want to know about Sol Ruka. Why can't you just tell me about herself? It's my question.
Why don't you just tell me the movie that you're looking for? Hey, you know who was
Ask me what I had for
though?
Dinner yesterday, Mike.
Well, hold on. Before you do that, Jada Parker, she's fantastic.
She's great.
She's great.
Now, she's doing a great job.
I'm assuming steak, but what did you have for dinner, Brian?
I had salmon and I had asparagus.
Ooh, how was
I got a prepared? I got a glass bowl that you put in the oven.
Uh-huh.
And I got some wild salmon. You should only eat wild salmon, not farmed.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in the deal. I put in asparagus, and then I sliced like 3 pieces of butter to put on the salmon, seasoned it up, poured some avocado oil over everything, mm-hmm. put it in the oven, 425 for 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
No red pepper flakes with the asparagus?
No.
You don't like that?
I just chomp it. But the point is, Mike, you asked me what I had for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make it up. I just told you, okay? Yes. Did it sound like I was reading from a script?
No.
Because I wasn't. I just told you what I had for dinner. Well, I want to say, Sol, tell me a little bit about your career. Is it true that, like, you never took regular gymnastics lessons and you taught yourself on the beach? What was that like? I want to know the answer. I want to hear her actual human answer, not some scripted thing that doesn't sound genuine. That's all I'm saying, everybody.
Different world in that universe over there.
Best salmon promo I've ever heard. Thank you. Because it wasn't a promo. Just told you what I had for dinner. I thought Lola and Roxanne, I thought that was a great segment. I thought Lola was great. I don't think she's winning, though.
Yeah.
Let's see what else was on the show, because we only got 4 minutes left.
At least
left
I think she's a baby face now, though, officially.
Jada Parker and Meechan. It's like, Jada Parker is great, but, like, this match, I
don't know why they did all of that. They did a lot. They did a lot.
The issue with what they did was they didn't sell anything. Like, they did all of this crazy stuff, and none of it was meaningful. They did a spot, I'm not making this up, where Meechan puts Jada on a row of chairs in front of the ring, okay? And she goes to tope her. From inside the ring. She goes to do a tope. Jada moves, and Meechan freaking hits her face right on these chairs. I thought she was dead. And I thought, okay, well, got some heat now. That was brutal. But no. She stumbles over to the barricade, and the follow-up is Jada goes running, and Meechan moves, and Jada puts herself through the barricade. They did it. They did nothing with it. Nothing. And then Meechan starts pouring some glass in the ring. Glass! And Jada ends up reversing, and she backdrops Meechan into the glass. And
nuts and bolts, it was not glass.
Whatever it was. I typed, you know, Meechan takes the bump with a backdrop. I look up, and Meechan's hitting her with a stick.
Yeah.
Why did you take a bump onto screws and nails and bolts? And, like, it meant nothing. So, no, they killed each other for nothing. So Jada won, at least, which was good. I mean, she needs a big win over a main roster star, so that was really good. But my goodness, like, sell in these matches. You can get so much more out of these matches if you just, like, sell a bad thing that happened. Don't ignore it.
She's going to be a star.
Yes. Oro Mensa's awesome. I mentioned that before. New Catch Republic did a great job with Hank and Tank. Calling the Ring Brother. Yeah, that was good. So anyway, there's a lot of good stuff on the show. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Love. Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, for people asking, here's the schedule. If you're a subscriber, WrestlingObserver.com, Video.F4WOnline.com, or this show. No Observer Live tomorrow. No Observer Live Friday. There is a Wrestling Observer Radio show tonight with myself and Dave for subscribers. And Thursday, no shows at all. It's Independence Day here in America. But on Friday, it'll be Lance and I. We're going to do a show probably right around the same time we do Observer Live. And you can watch it live at video.f4wonline.com. Might even do it on Twitch, too.
Oh.
For all you Twitch homies. Yes, nice. They deserve a show this month. You have to be a Twitch subscriber, but you can sign up free using your Amazon Prime account. So most everybody has Amazon Prime. A lot of people do. So use your Amazon Prime account. You hit subscribe on Twitch, and then you can link your account, and you can get a free subscription. It's a perk every month for having Amazon Prime. So that's going to be Friday, probably around noon Pacific, 3 Eastern would be my guess. And then Friday night will be Vinny and I doing the AEW Dynamite and NXT TV reports. So like 5-6 shows up over the next couple of days, but no Observer Live. So good time to sign up, WrestlingObserver.com, Video.F4WOnline.com. And as mentioned yesterday, we are in the process of very shortly offering all of the podcasts on Apple Music. It will be $9.99 a month if you only want the podcast delivered to your Apple Music. $9.99. That's what we're looking to do here very soon. So keep an eye out for the launch. It's coming anytime. And that's it, everybody. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio, have a good July 4th, whether you celebrate it or not. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.